Write On Audio, the podcast for writers and all who are interested in books, literature, and the printed word. Write On Audio is the weekly companion podcast of Write On magazine and the Write On suite of publications from Pen to Print. Subscribe by searching Pen to Print in your favourite podcast app to have new editions delivered to you each week. This is a Write On Audio showcase. Our showcase this month is presented by Amelia Cave and Hayley Pittman from the University of Sunderland. Here is Hayley to present the showcase.
Hello, my name is Hayley Pittman. I'm an international university student studying creative writing at the University of Sunderland, and I'm currently working as a showcase editor for the Write On Showcase. The first piece that I would like to share with you today is a piece of personal poetry written by Jess Webb. This is Saying Farewell. Rust is making its way through your body, spreading like cancer, you glowing like a Christmas tree. Your skin is scratched and battered, battle scars, as we like to call them. Of all your close run-ins with death, but your eyes still have the warm glow they always did. However, I can tell that you're tired. You're not as fast, no matter how much you try. Your voice is not a hearse growl from the once young and beautiful song. You've seen me laugh. You've seen me cry. I've cared for you well, and we've had the best time. But now we're at the end of the road, and I'm saying farewell to my first car.
Hello. My name is Amelia, and this is my first time editing the Write On Extra Showcase. I'm thrilled to share with you some of the pieces that featured over the last 5 weeks. I've chosen for you two poems that reflect the theme of voices in many forms. The first one I'd like to share with you is called The Questioner, written by Angie Wilson. This poem presents the voices of your younger self. I hope you enjoy it.
Can I have a new dress? Can I go to the dance? Can I wear lipstick? Can I have a romance? Can I speak my mind? Am I getting through? Will you listen to my voice? Will you hear me true? Will you let me grow up? Will you let me breathe? Will you give me some space? No. Then I think it's time to leave.
Thank you for sharing this with us, Angie. I'm sure many listeners will relate to the voices portrayed.
The next piece I would like to share with you discusses the speculative nature of childhood. This is American Cement by Caitlin Bowers. I always used to shut my eyes when I would cross a bridge. I remember crossing the Mississippi, and it was the longest bridge I'd ever been on. There was nothing but the thud of tires running over support beams, barely concealed beneath asphalt, and nothing else. I should have been too young to remember, but I do. Even when I had my eyes shut back then, I can still remember the white and the green of my church dress. I remember my brother coloring in his sketchbook with crayons and how beautiful his freeform art was. All I had done with crayons was accidentally melt them in the console of the driver's side back seat. I remember feeling the smooth wax under my fingers. Poor four-year-old me. I was clutching the door for my life as we crossed from the one side to the other with my eyes squeezed shut and my brother's crayon scribbles and the sound of support beams. I had several nightmares about water as a child, but that was only part of the fear. My panic rested on the idea that the man-made bridge we put literal tons of trust on could give way at any moment, and there was little anyone can do to stop those. Even then, I knew what a disaster was. Hearing real-life stories of that happening only solidified my fears. I remember my grandmother telling my mother a story of a bridge up the street crumbling while a car was driving over it, one lone car. It was some years back, but I vividly pictured our little maroon sedan we had driven hours over countless bridges just to get to her house. I pictured driving at night, as we often did, and reaching a bridge to find nothing but a jagged gap looking out over water. I would picture the lights on the edge of the water. Surely they had noticed the bridge was out. I began to watch the lights on the other side of the water at night, the lights that signified life outside of those four lanes of red and white that took the risk with us. The lights that showed me if my worst fears were realized, someone would see the trouble. They made me feel that not all would be lost, even if I was. In comparison to being in an airplane or failing out of college, bridges have become a minuscule worry, though I still find myself uneasily watching the other side for lights. Too much trust is laid with American cement. Even if it's never crumbled on me before, I'll just close my eyes and wait a while.
For the second reading, I've chosen a wonderful submission called Nature Strikes Back. It is written by Priyanka Nawathe. It highlights just how, as a society, we are so ignorant to the importance of the environment around us and how this will inevitably destroy life as we know it.
Snowcaps melting, bushes burning, tsunamis rising, the world is drowning. Why do you refuse the chills and sweats you induce from the comforts of your home as nature bellows? I'll bring you down if you keep cutting my greens. Soon you'll be suffering. As carbon footprint prowls, a human growls. Let me enjoy my ride. I only got one life. Foolish man. Refusing the Big Bang, shutting his eyes as nature dies. Life will bloom if you nurture the trees, flora and fauna. Else, it'll be just gloom, without any breeze. The world will become your sauna, or a globe in which you freeze.
A massive thank you to Priyanka for sharing this wonderful poem with us. I would like to thank everyone at Pen to Print for giving me the opportunity to help edit this month's showcase, and to everyone who shared their writing with us. Please do keep sending in your work. Speak soon, Amelia.
The pieces in this showcase were selected and introduced by Amelia Cave and Hayley Pittman from the University of Sunderland. We'll share further details in our show notes. We're always delighted to read your contributions, so if you'd like to see your words in Write On or hear them on this podcast, please get in touch. We'll share this link and all others mentioned in today's podcast as part of our show notes. I've been Tiffany Clare, and you've been listening to Write On Audio. Write On Audio is produced by Chris Gregory, and it's an alternative stories production for Pen to Print. This podcast is supported using public funding by Arts Council England.